Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Ayin Zayin Omud Beis. We're in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we began yesterday Simin Shin Aleph, and we did Sif Aleph yesterday, so we'll pick up at the very top line, Sif Beis. We're dealing here with the halachos of the Eze Kelim Mutur Lotzeis B'Shabbos, the Eze Meim Yasurim, with what can a person go out on Shabbos and what's forbidden. So the Mechaber tells us a very important halacha here, Sif Beis. Bachurim hamis angim bikfitzosam umirutzosam mutter. Younger children who enjoy very much jumping about and running about, so mutter, it is not also for them to do. So even though yesterday we learned that for an adult, they shouldn't run or take very large steps, even if they're walking. So we contrast this with bachurim, younger children, who are allowed to go and jump around and run around because they enjoy this. As the Mishnah Berurah says in Siv Katan Hey, afilu l'chatchila, they're allowed to do this even l'chatchila. Parents don't have to prevent their children from doing so. Shezeu onik shalhem, that's an onik Shabbos for them. They're not doing it for their harvacha of their business. They're not doing it to make money. They're playing, and therefore they're allowed to do this. And the Mechaber continues, and he says, v'chein liros kol davar shemis angimbo. Likewise, if a person is going to run to go and see something that he wants to see very much, which is, of course, permissible for a person to see, as opposed to, the Bir Halacha points out things that it's not permitted to see, kigon lelech lebote tartios, v'chi aigabna, as he says in Dibra Masu Kudovish Misangimbo, that certainly is forbidden. So we're talking about here, he wants to go see something that's permissible for him to see, that is allowed, and the Ramah says, V'chein mutu l'tayel. Likewise, a person can go take a walk, go take a spatzir, that is permissible as well. The Mishnah Berurah of Katan Vav explains, V'chein liros, you're allowed to go out and see something, pirish, shekol odo mutu l'orutz k'dei liros dover shimisanigbo. If you want to see some interesting sight, you're allowed to go and run to see it if it's not going to be there, if you don't run to see it. So therefore, you are entitled to do this because you get pleasure out of it. And Dish foot number 6 brings down, Ukishiritzaso goremes onig leacherim. If you're running to get someplace, will cause other people to be happy. So the Ramah says, in regards to speaking, you're not supposed to go and necessarily speak things that aren't for Shabbos. Also, l'saper sipurim rakedei la'anig b'emes ha'shomim. You can't tell stories to other people that aren't Divrei Shabbos, aren't appropriate for Shabbos, just to make other people smile and be happy. However, if it gives you pleasure that these other people are now going to be happy, so the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Siv Katan Vav in regards to Diburei Chol, you'd be allowed to do this, Efshar Sheyesh L'Hakol Badover. So to over here, it would appear that if you get pleasure out of you going to that place, it would be permissible, even though you're not getting direct pleasure out of it. It's only from the fact that the other people will enjoy that you're there, and that will give you pleasure. In any event, Siv Katan Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'chein mutu l'tayel, the Ramah said you can take a walk, afilu im kavonaso lis amel u lis chamem mishum refuah. Even if your intention in taking this walk is to work up a sweat and to exercise, so to say, and you're doing this for medicinal purposes, and normally medicinal purposes are either in Issa Darais or in Issa Darabanan, depending on what they are on Shabbos, for a person who's not deathly ill, obviously. For a person who's deathly ill, you can be mechallel all of Shabbos, with the exception of the three cardinal sins, in order to save a life. We'll learn more about that, of course, much later on. Mikom Mokom Shari, over here, you would be allowed to take a walk that you're doing for medicinal purposes, kivan de lo muchecha milsa, because it's not clear and obvious to anybody that you're walking for anything other than the fact you like to take a walk. Shosukein l'refuah. It's not clear that you're doing this for refuah purposes, but you're walking someplace, so therefore it's allowed. However, Avalos Lorutz Kadeshi is Khanem Lirfua. But a person wants to take a jog, a person wants to run, and he's clearly doing that for Rafua purposes, so that would not be allowed. Kivan the Mukha Milsa, because there it's clear and evident that you're doing this for medicinal purposes. And this would be forbidden because of the rabbinical decree that you're not allowed to take medicines on Shabbos because you may come to grind and make the medicine, and that would be an Issa Deraisa. So even when it's not an Issa Deraisa, the rabbis instituted a gzera called Shchika Samamonim, the grinding of the spices or the grinding of these ingredients, and therefore any type of refuah on Shabbos is forbidden in the Rabbanan. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings down, V'yesh machnirim afilu betil. There are those that forbid you to even take a walk, a nice little spatzir, im kavonaso lis amel refuah, if your intention over here is for medicinal purposes, to heal yourself, to make yourself healthy. And he brings down in Dershavu number 7, Lamaisa, how do we paskin? So he brings down from Nissan Karo Litschlita, Sheish Lahachmir, Shalol Litaya Litzar Refuah. He says you shouldn't go and take a walk for purely medical reasons for benefits that you'll get from the walk, and he paskins like this Yesh Machmirim over here. However, he adds, Shemi Shalitzorech Briyaso Tzorech Lelechas Kedarko Kol Yom. However, if this is really something that is required for the person to maintain his health, to take a walk each day, Yachal Lelechas Ken Gam B'Shabbos, then he could walk in this situation on Shabbos as well. Shein Lahachmir B'Til Kedarko Elokishimatoroso Hachimum V'Hazeya. But you wouldn't be allowed to do this if you're sweating and you're building up, so to say, heat over here, but just to take a walk because it's healthy, he says that would be allowed. He likewise brings down some Shailas Chuvas Orlet Sion, Shaf Mutu Lorutz, Kishamator Hilishmor, Al Kosha Gufani Vichadomer. You'd even be allowed to run if it was really necessary for your health, Kivin Sharitza Kishala Atzma Muteris, because technically running is permissible. For example, if you're doing it as young children do to play games and enjoy themselves, and that which we said you shouldn't do this on Shabbos, it's rock only because Kishimis Amel or Rutz, when you're exercising or running over here and you're doing this to perspire and heat your body up, so that falls under the Xero of Shchika Samonim. But if you're just running over here for other reasons, then ain sibol usur, then you don't have to necessarily forbid this. Bottom line, I think, is that a person shouldn't be exercising on Shabbos at all. However, to take a walk, and certainly even if you're taking the walk for health purposes, I think there's plenty of room to be makel in this situation, like the Ramah and the other poskim mentioned above. The Mechaber says, if a person is walking and he reaches to a stream or some sort of a path of water, you're allowed to jump over it, to pass over it, even if as you have to cross it, you'd have to lift up one leg and jump across it as the other leg is not on the ground. It's not like you're just taking a big step, but you're actually like jumping. And it's preferable that you jump over this body of water rather than walk all the way around it, because in that way you'd be adding on extra walking. And that is worse than just taking one jump over here now. However, the Mechaber continues and he says, but you can't go through the water over here, because the person who goes through the water will get his clothing wet, and then he may come to wring out his clothing, which would be an issa d'oraisa over here, of schita, of squeezing, wringing out your clothing. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Ches writes, Dilug mikre shemafsik raglov birchova. Mishnah Berurah is going to explain over here the difference between a person who's leaping, where one foot's on the ground and the other foot is in the air, and you then let the first foot that was on the ground, so to say, leave the ground. That's called leaping forward. As opposed to kfitza, hu heichi shekofik shtei raglov bevasachas. That's when you're jumping with your feet, so to say, together across some body of water or some other item. So he's just explaining the difference between ledaleg, to jump over something, to leap over something, and likvots, to jump with both your feet over something. In any event, only within the parameters that we just mentioned is this permissible. Sivkot and Tess, it's preferable that you do this jumping or leaping rather than walk all the way around. However, v'heched yevshor b'dilug u'kvitza, where you can't do it with leaping or jumping, then mutul olakit, then the next best eitzah, it's to go all the way around. However, avolavo ba'oso, but you can't go through the water, the yesh bazeh chashash chesichita, as we pointed out, there is a concern over here that you'll wring out the clothing, and that will be an issa d'oraisa. V'lo imlo begavna d'sivdala v'soif vav. But even passing through the water is permissible, but only under very specific situations, as we'll learn in a moment, in Siv Dalet and Siv Vav. Siv Dalet. Hayaholich l'dvar mitzvah. A person is going to perform mitzvah. For example, could go l'hakpil p'nei rabbo. He's going to greet his rebbe. Oh, p'nei misha godu imenu b'chokbo, or any other greater person than he is. Yachol l'avabo. Then a person does have the right to go actually through the body of water. It's assuming he can't jump over it or leave over it or walk around it. He can actually go right through the body of water. However, ubavad shiasashinu. He should do it in some sort of an unusual fashion, different than he normally would. For example, kigon shalo yotzi yodo mitachas safas chaluko. He should leave his hands inside his cloak. And in this fashion, this will remind them, why are my hands over here in an uncomfortable, unusual position? Oh, that's because I have to be careful not to go and wring out my clothing that got wet over here and inadvertently do the action of schita. So this will remind them not to do so. And the Rama adds, "Ayin les kamon simon tuf reish yud gimel siv hey." Go look over there, ubisiv ches ba'ago, in the Rama over there, which we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah exactly what the Rama is referring to. So now, in Sivkot Yud, the Mishnah Berurah says, not only are you allowed to go and visit your Rebbe, but hu adin pnei aviv, brings down from the Gemara that you're also allowed to go visit your father. That's also called Ludvar Mitzvah. Then he says, v'ayin b'mogen Avram shekosav, the Mogen Avram writes, the ish v'isha shavim b'mitzvah hakbolas ponim, that the Mogen Avram writes that men and women are equal in this regard, they each have the obligation to go and visit people that are greater than them, and therefore, this applies as well to a woman. However, v'nira de'isha haynu davke b'shus bala. That's only if the woman, so to say, has the permission of her father. Now, it's not a sexist statement. This is the Mishnah Berurah explains in the Shaar HaTzion, Oshid Beis, is referring to over here, v'lo adiv mitzvahs kabbalah's part of mishar inyoni kovod. A woman is not obligated in other types of kovod as well, even for her parents. De'isha petura. A woman is exempt kishiyesh labah, when she has a husband. Those mitzvahs no longer apply to her. So therefore, since they don't apply to her, so she has to, so to say, get the permission of her husband if she wishes to do these actions, because otherwise she is exempt from doing them and wouldn't have the heter over here to go and do these acts which are otherwise forbidden, except for being l'dvar mitzvah. If her husband says it's okay, so then it becomes again a dvar mitzvah, and therefore she would be allowed to do this. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Yudav writes, La'fuke harav etzel tamido. That which you can go to visit your Rebbe or a person greater than you is, as opposed to, the Rav shouldn't go be visiting his Talmud. That would be usur if it meant going through a body of water. And again, that's with the woman we said a moment ago. It's because she would be doing something that would be usur, so there has to be a mitzvah connected, and there's only a mitzvah if the exemption that she normally has doesn't exist. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues, V'imu Talmud shetzarach lo rabo be'ezet varim. However, this is the type of a Talmud that the Rebbe does need. For example, hey mitzad chidudo v'charifuso, because the Talmud is so sharp, and he causes the Rebbe to have greater wisdom as a result of his insightful questions. Or, hey mitzad sheyesh lo shmus b'gdol machem, or he learned by other people, or heard great stories or great ideas from other people, which the Rebbe doesn't know, so this Talmud can teach him something. So then, in this situation, kasav ataz the mutar lo lava benar, then the Rebbe would even be allowed to go in the water over here to go visit the Talmud. The alkoponim godol mimenu beizet varim, because in this situation, while he's the Rebbe and the person that he's visiting is the Talmud, in some ways the Talmud is the Rebbe in these situations. Then he brings down, however, with sefer Tosefta Shabbos osar bezeh. He disagrees and says the Rebbe can never go visit the Talmud if it means passing through the body of water. However, v'im harav mistapik beizadover, but if the Rebbe doesn't know something, v'holech l'sholas talmido sheyodeh b'zeh, and the Talmud does know the answer to this, so then, mistaber b'zeh kataz, then we do paskin like the taz that would say you're allowed to do this, the lo gara milashar dvar mitzvah, because how could this be any different than any other dvar mitzvah, where he's going to find out something that he doesn't know, he needs to know this shaila, how it should be answered, and therefore he'd be allowed to go visit his Talmud in this situation. Dishuk number 10 brings down, they're going to a base Avel or to a base Mishta, a wedding, or Simchas Nisuim, a Sheva Brachos, or something like that, or to see a friend that came from the road, or to go to other places of Simcha. So the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tof Tes Vav writes that you are allowed to make an Erev Tchum for these things, so to over here, Mestama, these are called Var Mitzvah, and you'd be allowed to do them. And at the end of the next paragraph, he brings down from Nissan Karol Shlita, Shaholich l'spala b'minyan, if somebody's going to daven in a minyan, even though there's a closer shul nearby and he's going to have to walk a longer distance, that's certainly also called a dvar mitzvah, because he's mekabel schar al halichah, so every step that you take is a mitzvah. So we don't say you must go to the shortest location shul, because you can accomplish davening with a minyan over there and you don't have to do the, quote, additional teal over here to the other shul. That's not correct. You can go to the shul that you prefer to go to, even though it's a longer trip. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Yud Beis says what the Rama is referring to over here when he says go look in these other places. Haynu d'sham mevor, over there it says dafilu amika darka achrina lahakif. Even if you could go around, mutav yose lavur b'mayim milaharbos bihiluch. It would be preferable, according to that Rama, that you should go through the puddle of water rather than walk the longer distance around. Kivan du over l'dvar mitzvah, since he's going for mitzvah. However, the Mishnah Berurah then brings down the opinion which we see in the Shaar HaTzion Oshiv Gimel is from the Marshal, the Bach, the Taz, and the Morgan Avram. Avol achronim, these achronim hiskimu sham the kivan the yochel hakif, that if you could go around tov yosel hakif milavor b'moim, it's preferable to take the longer distance rather than to run into the potential problems of walking through the body of water over here and running the risk of schlita. Mechaber continues and he writes, "V'asur la'avor b'sandlo." When you're passing through this body of water, you can't be wearing sandals, because the kivan de'eno yochol lahatko ulekash yofer, since they're not really able to be tied well to your foot and they're not attached well to your foot, they can easily fall off. Chayshinon dumu nofal v'asur la'suye. We're concerned that they're going to fall off and you're going to end up carrying them. However, avol b'minolo muta, but in a regular type of a shoe which is attached well to the foot, we're not concerned about this, and you would be allowed to wear this type of footwear when you traverse the river or the body of water in the permissible way that we just discussed. Sifkat and hey, haholech l'dvar mitzvah, if a person is going to perform a mitzvah, mutu lavor b'mayim af b'chazora. So you certainly have a heter to go to that place to do the dvar mitzvah, but you're going to have to return to your house afterwards and pass through the same body of water. You might have thought that that you're not allowed to do. So the Mechaber tells us that if you're going to a place where you have to pass through the water, you'd be allowed to return there and pass through the water again, even after the Dvar Mitzvah is performed. Because if we don't allow you to return, the person will hesitate to go the next time. And therefore, this is one of those things that we permit the return because of the going. Now, this has tremendous halacha l'maisa ramifications for physicians or EMT workers or hatzala workers, etc. And this is not the place to discuss this, but this is a very, very important potential heter. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Gimel, Shapam Acheres Lo Le'elchu Devar Mitzvah. If we don't allow you to return, the next time you're going to be very hesitant to go and do this mitzvah. Kivish Lo Yitiru L'Achsar. Because they didn't allow you to go through it on the way back, so you're not going to go next time on the way there. And this is brought down in the Rashi, and as I said, this heter of Chazaroso Mishum Yitzioso is a very, very important heter under certain situations. Sif Vav, the Mechaber tells us, Haholech Lishmar Perosef, if a person is going to watch his fruit, so Mutar Lo Lavor B'mayim B'halicha, then he's allowed to go and traverse water to do this. This is considered a shtickle mitzvah, a little bit of a dvar mitzvah. However, here he doesn't have the right to return. Avalo B'chazor, he wouldn't be allowed to return if he has to go through the water on the way back. He's allowed to, of course, return, but he's not allowed to go through the water. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains this so we can better understand it in Sivkot Yudalit. The Shmiras Mamono, going and protecting your money, Nami Hevi Kitzas Mitzvah, that's also considered a shtickle mitzvah, a little bit of a mitzvah to go and protect your hard-earned money. However, Umikol Makom, nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Lo Yitiru B'chazor, here, they did not allow you to go back through the body of water on your return to your house, because they ain't no Dvar Mitzvah Kokach, because that's not at all a Dvar Mitzvah. Ah, you're going to say, next time you're not going to go? Umishum Lo Te Machshilu Lo Sid Lovo? Lo Shayach Bazeh. That doesn't apply over here, because you're going to go anyway next time to save your money. You're going for your own benefit, not because of a mitzvah. So we're not concerned that you won't go next time because you're scared to, you won't be able to return. No, you're going to go next time because it's your money that you're saving. The Mayich Patlon Imimona. And also, we don't care if you don't go next time, so then don't go. V'lo Yachus Al Mamonu. And you won't protect your money. That's your choice. And he says, furthermore, and you're certainly not going to prevent the guy from going the next time, the Adam Baal Amamono, because he's concerned about his money. That's the normal way people are. This too has tremendous halacha l'maaseh ramifications for people that are being paid to be on call, or people that have to go into the hospital because that's their job. So they can't argue, well, I won't go in next time if you don't allow me to return. That doesn't apply over here because you're going in because that's your job or that's your expectation, that you're being paid for that. And therefore, this heter of being allowed to return doesn't necessarily apply in all such situations. Again, it's a very, very important and complicated halachos, which a person really needs, if they're applicable to them, to go and ask shailos from the Rav, when is a physician allowed to return from the hospital, when is he not? And Mitzvah Hashem, we will discuss that at a future point in time as well. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Tezvav explains you're allowed to pass through the water going there but not coming back. And he says, even when you're going there, Bavach Lo Yotzi Yod V'chule, as we pointed out previously, make sure you leave some sort of a shinui over here. You put your hands in your pockets or in your coat or cloak or something. Kedil El V'siv Dalet, as we spoke out there, to prevent you from Chas Hashem doing Shechita. Siv Zayin. The Mechaber tells us, Kol Ayotzi V'dovor Shein Tachshit. If a person were to carry something out of his house, and he's carrying it, he's not wearing it, and he's doing this, even though it's a takshit, it's an ornament of some type, but you're not wearing it, you're just carrying it, and you're carrying it out the way you normally do, this is an iser, and you are chayiv. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tezayin tells us, look in the bir halacha over dira maskul hayotze, masha kasabnu ktsas b'psicha l'simen zeh v'simen shin gimel, where he has a short introduction. And if we look at the very last line over here in the bir halacha, he says, klal, following is a general rule for the dine hotzah in this simen and in simen shin gimel. And he says, the davar sheino malbush, if something is not worn, v'lo tachshit, and it's not an adornment or an ornament of some sort, then it's called a masui. It's something that's also to be carried, min hadin, min haTorah. And if you do this in mezid, yechayev koris. And if you do this in shogeg, yechayev chatas. If in fact you would be worn with appropriate hasra, you'd be chayev misa if you did it b'mezid. V'hainu, he says, im hotzi osa kidera chotzos v'chol. That's only if you do it in the way you normally would carry it on a weekday. If you did it on Shabbos intentionally, then you'd be chayev. But if it's not the normal way you'd carry it on a weekday, so then it's called hotzah klachayad in an abnormal shinui type of a way, and you'll be potter of a lasser. It's also midirabanun, but it's not an issur daraisa. But if it's something that you wear, either it's clothing or as an adornment, then it's mutter min haTorah to go out with it. However, there are various pratim over here, which the Mishnah Berurah continues to list over here in this bir halacha, ayin shom. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Zayin writes, "Dilu hotzio derech malbush harei lo hotzio kiderech kol hamotzin." If you'd wear it normally, that would be okay. That's not the way you normally do it on a weekday. Shekol hamotzi dover sheino tachshit lo motzin oso biyadayim velo b'derech malbush. The only issue is when you're actually carrying it, but not when you're wearing it. And he says a similar idea in Sif Katan Yud Ches, "Hainu shlo b'shino." You're doing it in a different way than you normally would be carrying it. So therefore, it is osur midyaraisa. We still have Sif Katan Yud Ches to do. We'll do that tomorrow. That concludes today's shiur.